Let's see all the Americas with Bob Ripley. Believe it or not. And the coordinator of Inter-American Affairs welcome you to another program dedicated to all Americans in all the Americas with D'Ortega and his orchestra, the voices of Chiquito and Sarita Herrera, and starring the one and only Bob Ripley and his world famous Believe It or Not. Ladies and gentlemen, this is George Hicks. For the first time in our history, the entire Western Hemisphere is faced with the dangers of invasion. This danger is a very real one, and the defense forces of the United States are spread from Alaska to the Straits of Magellan. The wolf packs of Axis submarines are cruising our Atlantic and Pacific coasts, sinking defenseless merchant vessels of our friendly neighbors. The threat of war and its horror casts an ominous shadow across the Western Hemisphere, and where actual force fails, the insidious burrowing of the fifth column strives to create unrest. That's why, now as never before, the destinies of the 21 countries are one, and the ideals of freedom and liberty which live in these countries unite against a common foe. And that's why we want to know more about the 20 other countries of this hemisphere. So now, let's see all the Americas. And our first stop is Cuba, for a rumba sung by Chiquito with D'Ortega and his orchestra. It's Blend, Blend, Blend. The most traveled man in history, bringing a bigger and better basket of baffling, breathtaking brilliancies. Believe it or not, Bob Ripley.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the program. Tonight I've had to bring an extra large drawing board to the studio because I have a lot of sketching to do for you. A great many of you have written to me and asked for more strange, believe it or not, to the sea. So I have another one for you this evening. And I think it's one of the most unbelievable sea stories I've ever uncovered in all my travels around the world. But let me sketch it for you. The time... time is... May the 9th, 1877. We find a three-masted sailing vessel, Isluga, outbound from Chile on the way to Europe. It's more than a routine voyage for the skipper, Captain Chen Cha, because he has brought his bride of a few months along with him. And as our scene opens, the young and beautiful bride approaches her husband to ask a most startling question.
Attorney?
Oh, see. See, my lovely one, what is it?
Attorney, have you not noticed something strange?
Something strange? Nothing except that big, black, ugly cloud there. You see it? I'm afraid we will have a little blow before long.
I'll tell you, where is everyone?
You grow more beautiful every day, Maria. What did you say?
Where is everyone?
Where is everyone? Where is everyone? See, where is everyone? Well, where is the mate, the crew?
There is no one about. Not a single seaman outside. Is that not strange?
Hold this way, Maria. I go below.
Si.
There is something about this I do not like. Something I do not like at all.
Yes? one of the strangest of all the strange stories of the sea. The ship Isluga, called after the volcano of that name, set sail from Chile on this amazing voyage. Next, a dread disease of beriberi claimed every member of the crew and the captain as well. Then suddenly, a tidal wave picked up the stricken ship and carried her to the very side of the only boat on the seven seas that could help her. The doctors from this ship, the Dutch ship, went aboard the Chilean vessel and prescribed a cure for the captain and crew, and every last man of them recovered from this fatal disease. The cure was a simple food, unpolished rice, or common old vitamin D. But strangest of all, the tidal wave that saved the lives of all these men was caused by the eruption of volcano Isluga, for which the ship was named. These facts may be verified in the report to the Dutch government by Dr. Schneerbeck, the same doctor who saved the lives of the men aboard the Isluga. Believe it or not. They are celebrating a happy holiday next Tuesday. It's May the 5th, or El Cinco de Mayo, as they say. That's the anniversary that commemorates the date when the armies under the leadership of Benito Juarez defeated the French and Mexico won her freedom. And so, in the spirit of a great day for Mexico, we give you a Mexican melody, a Rancho Grande and Guadalajara, played by Ortega and his orchestra, especially for Mexico's El Cinco de Mayo.